I was curious what your thoughts were about some of the numbers that I was showing yesterday in terms of how these data have impacted care and the fact that it so dramatically changed the way people are treated. Again, we have not seen this as a CME group in the last 5 years with other advances in the adjuvant setting. I thought it was very, sort of noteworthy how quickly oncologists responded.
Well, I think they responded quickly, but I also think that the slides that you showed indicating the changes in pattern of care before the data were released compared to after they were released were all reasonable. I think people are coming to grips with this information. I think the decisions that are made in general are thoughtful and appropriate, and are really designed to, provide the best opportunity for the patients that are being treated. So none of the slides that you showed at the beginning of this symposium that we had yesterday were in any way inconsistent with, for example, some of the decisions that I might make treating these patients.
It's impressive how quickly people got the information and knew what to do with it.
How quickly they got it and how appropriately they put it to use.
The one thing I did, kind of wonder a little bit about was that it looked like in the older patient, 75, 85-year-old patient, trastuzumab wasn't picked up quite so quickly. I assume there are concerns about cardiac problems.
Well, I think it's not simply a matter of trastuzumab. I think, we're dealing with a population where the bias is to treat in a more attenuated fashion in general, and I think that that's being carried on with Herceptin as well, and it's not unreasonable. I mean, if we had a way to identify patients who are at a higher risk for cardiotoxicity, for example, I think people would use that information. On the other hand, the fact that women who are above 75 tend to get treated less frequently with Herceptin than women at age 50 is not something that I find surprising.
I don't find it surprising, and I guess part of it is a reflection of the fact that we really have no data on trastuzumab without chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting.
Right.
And so I think that's kind of where the problem occurs with the older patient. And I guess you can't study every possible question, but now that we have these data, you do sort of wish there had been a trial looking at trastuzumab without chemotherapy.
Yeah, there are many questions that we would like to answer. I think we were fortunate to have answered the main question
I agree.
In the time frame that we did, having to resort to a combined analysis.
No, I agree.
So I think to have added additional questions to that with a different trial, I think really would have been daunting because I think we really, overestimated the rate of accrual for many reasons, and there were many reasons that accrual occurred at the rate that it did. We overestimated the proportion of HER2-positive patients. We had a cardiac phase of the study where I think people were a little bit more reticent until they saw that there was a less than delta 4% difference relative to cardiac events. I think there were a number of explanations. There were competing trials that we really hadn't factored in when the initial sample size was estimated and the rate of accrual was estimated.